Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox. This week is enough for one of our archive shows, and for the next half an hour, let's recall some broadcast memories. First up, here's the old organ grinder himself, Robin Richmond, at BBC Theatre Organ No. 3 with Alabama Jubilee. Robin Richmond there with a lively 20s number, Alabama Jubilee. Now for a contrast with a beautiful waltz played by Jack Ferguson on the free manual 10-rank Granada Kingston Wurlitzer. This lovely tune is one of my favourites and it's called Our Waltz. Thank you. Soft sounds there from Jack Ferguson. Now, you may remember a couple of weeks ago, Keith Morphew requested a track of the State Greys Compton. Well, he's asked for another one. This time, it's Pack Up Your Troubles, played by Douglas Reeve, and it's for his 7-year-old daughter, who likes the style of Douglas. So here's Douglas at the Dome in Brighton with his signature tune, Pack Up Your Troubles, followed by a Susan March medley, which he announces himself.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Douglas Reeve at the organ of the Dome, Brighton, to play to you for the next 30 minutes. My program begins with some marches by the great John Philip Sousa, and this selection introduces the Liberty Bell, Washington Post, Manhattan Beach, and Sousa's best-known march, The Stars and Stripes Forever.
Well, following on from the unique sounds of the Brighton Dome concert organ, here's another unique sound or combination. If I say to you the Regal Kingston Wurlitzer, you're probably expecting me to follow that with Joseph Seal. Well, you're right. Here's Joe at the Wurlitzer with one of his well-loved selection of contrasts.
Thank you.
Joseph Sill there at the Regal Kingston Wurlitzer with a medley which included Half a Sixpence, It's the Natural Thing to Do, I Wish You Love, and You, Wonderful You. Ernest Broadbent was a well-loved organist who broadcast several times on The Organist Entertains from either the Tower Ballroom or BBC Theatre Organ No. 3. Here's Ernest announcing his next selection at the BBC Playhouse Wurlitzer, or BBC Theatre Organ No. 3 if you like.
It is indeed a great pleasure to be here this afternoon and to have the opportunity of playing this instrument once again. Now, I was beginning to wonder what I could play, so I've decided on a little selection that I usually play, and I can just play what I want, and I call this selection Tunes in Contrast. Thank you.
Ernest Broadbent there, ending with Horace De Carta. Stanley Tudor was another well-loved broadcaster who was well-known for his jazzy playing. Despite this, he was very good at getting some soft sounds out of the Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer. And you will now hear that soft playing with a lovely piece called Summer Rain. Soft sounds from Stanley Tudor. Well, it's time for one more track, and it's a real toe-tapper. Reginald Fort's touring Moller was installed in Holland for some time as a broadcasting instrument, and in the mid-80s, many famous British organists went over and broadcast on Dutch radio. One of those was Brian Rodwell. Here's Rodwell's typical impression of trumpet blues and cantabile. Thank you. Fantastic and exciting sounds there from Brian Rodwell. Well, I'm afraid that's all we got time for on this week. Next week, we feature music from the pen of Leroy Anderson. So until next Tuesday, 8 p.m., it's goodbye from me, Damon Cox. Take care.